Len Files and Ted were coming back now, both of them looking happy. Len, in fact, looked like the cat that ate the canary, as Bobby's mother often said. Ted paused to pass another briefer word with the old guy, who nodded and smiled. When Ted and Len got back to the lobby area, Ted started toward the telephone booth just inside the door. Len took his arm and steered him toward the desk instead. As Ted stepped behind it, Len ruffled Bobby's hair. "I know who you look like," he said. "It come to me while I was in the back room. Your dad was Garfield. Randy Garfield." Bobby looked up at Len, who so resembled his sister, and thought how odd and sort of wonderful it was to be linked that way to your own blood kin. Linked so closely, people who didn't even know you could sometimes pick you out of a crowd. "Did you like him, Mr. Files?" "Who, Randy? Sure, he was a hell of a gizmo." But Len Files seemed a little vague. He hadn't noticed Bobby's father in the same way his sister had, Bobby decided. Len probably wouldn't remember about the Joe Stafford song or how Randy Garfield would give you the shirt right off his back. He wouldn't give a drunk a drink, though. He wouldn't do that. "Your pal's all right, too," Len went on, more enthusiastic now. "I like the high class, and the high class likes me, but I don't get real shooters like him in here often." He turned to Ted, who was hunting nearsightedly through the phone book. "Try Circle Taxi Kenmore 6, 7400. "Thanks," Ted said. "Don't mention it." Len brushed past Ted and went through the door behind the desk. Bobby caught another brief glimpse of the living room and the big cross. When the door shut, Ted looked over at Bobby and said, "You bet $500 on a prize fight, and you don't have to use the payphone like the rest of the schmucks. Such a deal, huh?" Bobby felt as if all the wind had been sucked out of him. "You bet $500 on Hurricane Haywood?" Ted shook a Chesterfield out of his pack, put it in his mouth, lit it around a grin. "Good God, no," he said. "On Albini." After he called the cab, Ted took Bobby over to the bar and ordered them both root beers. "He doesn't know I don't really like root beer," Bobby thought. It seemed another piece in the puzzle somehow, the puzzle of Ted. Len served them himself, saying nothing about how Bobby shouldn't be sitting at the bar. He was a nice kid, but just stinking the place up with his under-21-ness. Apparently a free phone call wasn't all you got when you bet $500 on a prize fight. And not even the excitement of the bet could long distract Bobby from a certain dull certainty which stole much of his pleasure in hearing that his father hadn't been such a bad guy after all. The bet had been made to earn some run-out money. Ted was leaving.